Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, for coming back on and being with us.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Everybody, it's a blessing to be back on the broadcast. We're listening to New Destiny Ministry, A Time of Reflection. Evangelist Adrian Bernard is the founder and the host of this broadcast. We say good evening, everyone. I pray every one of you are thoroughly enjoying this year coming. You are listening to New Destiny Ministry, A Time of Reflection, like I said. I'm your founder and host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and Sister Ruby is co-hosting with her today. Praise the Lord. We thank Jesus Christ for that. I greet each of you in the matchless, magnificent name of Jesus. We are thankful for the decision you made to join us on this glorious day in the year of 2013 and for your sweet fellowship on today. We don't miss off, don't sign off, because God has a word just for you. Again, God has a word just for you and me. A Time of Reflection airs live Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Central Time, and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Our call-in numbers, area code, you know, you put the 1, and 858-683-1334. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. And our email address is newdestiny54@yahoo.com. We welcome each of you to visit our archives on Block Talk Radio. Search for New Destiny Ministry. Also, invite your friends, coworkers, relatives, or anybody that you know that may be in need of encouraging prayer or direction to email us or call in and join the live broadcast and or visit our archives and connect with us for this next season of change. You know, it's always a season. Jesus Christ says always a season to go forth, a season to plant, a season to uproot and to go forth. Please consider sowing a financial seed into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel, for this is good ground. We thank you and we magnify the Lord Jesus Christ for this. And I know Evangelist Bernard will be on soon with the internet and all that thing. But for now, I'm going to turn it over to Sister Patrice, who will do the opening prayer and render us a song. So let's have praise the Lord. It's just a blessing to have her. Amen.
Such a great honor. Hello? Go ahead. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Sister Patrice. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Go for it.
Praise the Lord. It's always great to come on this line and to be amongst my sisters and brothers in Christ. And it's an honor to start out in prayer. Father God, we come unto you, Lord God. Oh, God, in this day, God, we ask that you forgive us for all our shortcomings, God, the ones especially against you, God. We ask that you forgive them of the ones known and unknown, God. Lord God, we come to you in this day, God, that the speaker that you should have to speak, God, that the word that they bring forth, God, that we will be able to receive it, God, holy God. Yet in knowing that we have to lay aside every weight, God, and that we can become good stewards of the word that you're going to have come forth for us today, God. And so we just thank you, God, and we just bless your name ahead of time for it, God. For you are a great, great God, you're of great love, great mercies and graces, God. And we just thank you all the more for the fellowshipping in this day, God. And we thank you for these things in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Ha. Turn it over to you.
No, go ahead with your song, Fandus.
Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God.
Love to hear it.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello, over in Psalms 147:5, it says how great our God is and how great he is in power, and his understanding is infinite. Well, God is great in all that he does. His attributes are great. His love is great. His mercies are great. Oh, God, and his grace is great. And the song I have today is called You Are Great to Me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Pray for me as I sing this song. You are great. That's what you are to me. You are great. We magnify you, Lord, completely. Our Father in heaven, you are great. Our Father in heaven, you are we send up praises to you. We will continue to look to the hills where our come is from, giving you all the glory for our accomplishments. You are great. That's what you are to me. You are great. We worship you, Lord, completely. Our Father in heaven, you are great. Our Father in heaven, you are great. You alone have set the captives free because of your sacrifice. Life belongs to me. Now we're not trying to bust a brag. We are just confident in the God we cannot see. Oh, you are great. That's what you are to me. You are great. We magnify you, Lord. Completely, our Father in heaven, you are great. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. Bless your name. Thank
Hallelujah.
You. I turn it over to you, Mother.
God, it was just a blessing to hear from Sister
Patricia.
God has anointed her, and it's just a blessing. We're so privileged that the Lord set it up yesterday. Evangelist Bernard was asking for a song I couldn't hear, but then Sister Patrice stayed on the line, and she said, can I render a song? And, oh, it was just so blessing to know the anointing of the Jesus Christ is on her. So we just thank you and praise Jesus for you, Sister Patrice, with the prayer today. It's just been a blessing. We're going to turn it back into the hands of Evangelist Bernard. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord once again. Truly, I thank God for that anointed song. You are great. My God. I know that the Lord is great. Hallelujah, he's great. And he's greatly to be praised. Oh, I'll tell you, it always it don't amaze me about the greatness of God, but I'm always amazed as I see how God gives these precious gifts to his people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not for their glory, but for his glory. Amen. So Sister Patrice, rest that song. Ah, hallelujah. I didn't even know she was a songs and didn't even know she wrote songs, but God knew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we greet you. We thank you, Sister Patrice, for rendering that beautiful selection about how great God is. Amen. We give honor to Mama Ruby today for opening up the man in the switchboard. I tell you, things been a little chaotic, but that's all right. I'm laying aside those roots today, and I'm giving God the glory. Amen. So we greet you once again in the matchless awesome name of Jesus. I have this task, again, of ministering the word to you all on today, and I just ask for your prayers, to listen to your prayers, that God will strengthen us and give us the words to say to his people. And we know that all souls belong to God. So when I say his people, I'm talking about the saved and the unsaved. Amen. For God is our creator. And he made all of us in his likeness and in his image. Amen. So this week our destiny focus is lay aside every weight. And we had the wonderful opportunity of ministering that on yesterday as we expounded upon this word. And today I believe the Lord is going to just take us a little bit different, but nevertheless, we're still talking about laying aside every weight. And our scripture reference this week is coming from the book of Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1. It says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight." Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. On yesterday, we found a little bit about us being in a race. And verse 2 says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." How many know that we can't finish this race without Jesus? We can't finish this race without being obedient to his word. We can't finish this race without any faith. We have to exercise faith to finish this race. Remember in James, in the book of James, the Bible says in James that faith without works is dead. So what is that telling us? We can't finish the race without faith. And we can't finish and we can't have faith and not have any works. Those go hand in hand. And let's turn there quickly today. Hallelujah. Let's turn to the book of James. Lord, I bless you for the word on today. God, I'm asking you to touch. I'm asking you to anoint your speaker today that we can speak with clarity, that we can speak where we would be an encouragement, and that we would be able to enrich and enhance someone else's life on today. These blessings we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. So let's turn to James chapter 2. James chapter 2, and we're going to begin to read at verse 17. And it says, "Even so faith, if it had not works, is dead, being alone." What is that saying? We can have faith to exercise anything we desire in life. We can have faith to speak to our mountains. We can have faith to believe God. We can have faith to exercise anything that our heart desires. Amen. We have to have faith for these things to be activated in our lives. But it says, James said, if it had not worked, it's dead, being alone. So that tells me today that it doesn't take just one ingredient for us to lay aside these weights. It takes another ingredient, and that other ingredient is works. Amen? Because we can speak a thing, but if we never make that thing applicable, if we never apply, if we speak, Sister Patrice, sing a come forth, then guess what? Us saying, sing the song is nothing until she actually starts initiating, starts activating, starts performing that song. And that's what she did today. We spoke it and we asked her. We made a petition. We made a request. And we said, Sister Patrice, would you sing us a song on tomorrow? Now, we were about to end this broadcast on yesterday because, well, we stayed on a little bit longer, and I asked Sister Ruby to play a song, and it wasn't there. But Sister Patrice was still on the line. See, God knows the, he knows what the end is going to be at the very beginning. Hey, glory to God. So when Sister Patrice said, can I sing? I said, yes. It was for that to happen. The Lord already knew that she was going to still be on the line. Some of us had hung up. So it's not always good to hang up, because it ain't over until it's over. So I'm saying to you all today that even though we have faith to exercise a thing, we still have to have some works. The works have to be evident in our lives. Amen. I can ask Sister Ruby to pull up the switchboard. Amen. But she can sign on to the switchboard and just have it up. Now, if she don't start working with the different tools that's on that switchboard, meaning opening up your mics, promoting the show, going into the chat room, seeing, identifying with those numbers that's on that switchboard where she'll know who's who. We familiarize ourselves as we get into the habit of doing and performing a certain act. Amen. So Sister Ruby is performing this act every day. So she has gotten familiar with your numbers. Amen. So she don't have to go all back through her logbook looking for the number. She knows when she see 818. That is a Los Angeles number, Woodland Hills number, Valley number. Amen. Even with Sister Patrice, she has a 405 number. We know that number is a Oklahoma City number. So we're familiarizing ourselves because guess what? She's working the switchboard. Now, we have faith to believe that a Blog Talk Radio is going to perform. But sometimes we've had some incidents where we had to tell you all we were having some technical difficulties. Amen? So I'm trying to give you just an understanding of where we are and what God is saying. I don't even understand. And I was made a few calls for a speaker today. That did not materialize. So in the midst of that, I had to not even fret about it. I said, well, Lord, I'm going to have to go for it. Amen. So hopefully tomorrow and Thursday we'll have someone different. So let's get back to James. James is saying, even so faith, if it had not worked, is dead, being alone. Verse 18 says, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. So what is the man of God saying in here? He's saying, yeah, I believe. You're telling me about your great faith and all the things you have done and everything that you activated. But he said, I hear you're talking about your faith. But he said, I don't see no works. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? I'm saying the Bible says that you will know them by their fruit. If I'm looking at a tree and I'm looking at a seed that I planted in the ground, and I planted a seed for a certain tree to come forth, and that tree come forth. And if I planted a seed for it to produce lemons, then I'm expecting lemons to come forth. But if I don't see the lemons and the tree just begin to blossom and nothing is on it, I'm saying, what is wrong with this? So I'm saying, hey, this tree is unfruitful. It's not being productive. And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about laying aside our weights, laying aside these things that are burdening us, these things that's weighing us down where we're not able to be productive. Sometimes we can get so busy doing nothing. And then you say, Lord, I've been busy. Well, you've been busy, but guess what? Did you stop and pray before you started your busy day and consult with the Lord? Did you ask the Lord to lead and guide you into everything that you were attempting to do that day? Well, if we don't put God in the equation, then guess what? We won't be productive. We won't be productive. Oh, God, help us today to deliver this the way you want it to go forward and the way you want to encourage and affect somebody on today. Amen. Excuse me one. Amen, amen. Sister Ruby, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Just a moment. Excuse me for that interruption. So let's go to verse 18. Let's go now to verse 19. It says, Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, obeying man, that faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. We have to have faith to be able to lay aside these weights. We have to have faith to lay aside these, not these sins. We have to get rid of the sins. He said, lay aside the weight that so easily beset us. And then he says, and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Now, as we said on yesterday, when we're talking about laying again, we're talking about putting a place in a particular thing in a proper position. And to put it aside means to get it out of your thoughts. Don't even consider it any longer. Put all of your cares aside and lay them aside and put something there that is going to be productive. Don't think about the have-nots. Think about what you do have. Hallelujah. If you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, then you can begin to become the active ingredient that God is requiring. He requires something active. Anything dead, Jesus said, it needs to be buried. So we are not dead people. We are alive because the Spirit of Christ, it lives within us. And again, what we said about laying aside every. We're talking about every. When we're talking about every, we're talking about all things. We're talking about anything that would interrupt our progress. We're talking about anything that would cause us to be unproductive. We're talking about these weights today. And again, we said what these weights was. Today we want to emphasize these weights are anything that is burdensome, anything that is heavy, anything that would impede our progress and cause us to not run a productive to lay aside these burdens. We want to lay aside these heavy weights, these heavy things that we place upon ourselves. See, God don't place these things upon us. We pick up these things because of our unproductiveness. And also, a word that we want to deal with today is fear. Many times we take these things upon us because of our fear, because of us being afraid, because we don't want to take on the challenge. And sometimes we feel that the challenge is difficult. It's something that we can't manage. But I want to invite your attention today, and I want to talk about a man today, a man that was a chief apostle. And we're talking about the Apostle Paul today. And we want to turn quickly. Ah, God help us today. And we want to tell you a little something about this man. Turn quickly to 2 Corinthians. Ah, we're talking about laying aside every weight. Sometimes we feel like we're inadequate. Sometimes our self-esteem, our low self-esteem cause us to miss the mark. Sometimes because of our childhood, sometimes because of our past situations, sometimes because of the guilt that we carry and the things, like we said on yesterday, that we haven't been freed of. These things cause us to feel inadequate. These things cause us to be unproductive. These things cause us to put mental blocks in our mind that we're not able to achieve, and we're not able to become all that God is requiring of us today. But I want to tell you about a man, this apostle that we're going to talk about today. We all know about the Apostle Paul. We know that he persecuted the saints. We know that he had sent out a decree. Hallelujah. And he wanted the saints to be persecuted. He wanted them to suffer. He didn't respect Christianity. Oh, but one day we heard about him, how he was on the road to Damascus. And he testified how a light shined from heaven. And how it had him on his face, and how he had to repent. Hallelujah. And when he heard that voice, and the voice came out of heaven, he said, and it said, Paul, Saul, Saul. See, his name was Saul. Oh, but when he became an apostle, when he dedicated his life to the Lord, then God changed his name to Paul. Oh, we're talking about a great apostle today. But we want to tell you about this apostle today. He had a thorn in his flesh. He had a weight that was weighing him down. Hallelujah. He had a weight that weighed him down. But he asked the Lord to take it away from him. So let's get right on into this. Let's shed a little light on what Paul was talking about as he petitioned the Lord, as he petitioned the Lord to take this thing away from him. Hallelujah. See, we can petition the Lord in some ways God has in our lives. Some weights are in our lives where it can keep us humble, where it can keep us sound, where it can keep us grateful, where it can keep us thankful. Hallelujah. Thankful that God brought us out. Thankful that he opened up a door of salvation. Thankful that he gave us an opportunity to change our lives. Thankful that he gave us a new mind in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The apostle said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. But let's read a little bit today. Hallelujah. We're going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're talking about laying aside these weights today. Do you know that to lack faith is a weight? To lack faith, to lack faith is a weight. we're unbelieving. It's saying that we're not trusting God. But when we activate our faith, we're getting rid of these weights. Hallelujah. I just stopped by today to tell you that God is telling you to activate your faith. Don't be the one that lacks faith. Don't be the one that sit by the wayside and murmur and complain. Activate your faith. Activate your faith and ask the Lord to help you. Hey, Lord, get rid of these weights that is offsetting us. Get rid of these weights that's causing us not to be in the will of God. Get rid of these weights that are causing us to be disobedient. Get rid of these weights that's causing us not to look to the hill from whence cometh our help. Hallelujah. We're going to start today. Let's start. We're starting at 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And we're talking about Paul today, as the Lord led me to this as I began to study a little bit. And I said, Lord, this was a weight. This was a weight. Paul had some weight. And all of the great apostles, all of them that decided to pick up their cross and follow Jesus, they weren't perfect. Look at Peter. They said Peter was ignorant and unlearned, but he had been with Jesus. They had to give him his props. I don't care how ignorant and unlearned he was, he had been with Jesus. Hallelujah. All of these great apostles, they had some thorns. They had some weights that they weren't able to really be productive in. But when they got rid of those weights, then when they began to trust God, when they begin to look to Jesus, hallelujah. In Hebrews, he said the second 12 and verse 1 say, looking unto Jesus, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Looking unto Jesus, when we put Jesus at the forefront, when we put all our trust in him, when we put our confidence in Jesus and not in man, we can be here. Hallelujah. We can be that one that can attest to running through troops. Hallelujah. We can be that one that say, I can do all things through Christ who's strengthening us. But I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, because God is trying to speak to somebody today. God is trying to tell you to activate your faith. God is trying to tell you that I'm with you through it all, even though it may seem darker. We're going to have our dark days. We're going to have days when we don't believe that we can accomplish and we can achieve something. But guess what? We got to look to Jesus. He said Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. That's what the Apostle Paul was saying. That's what the man of God was saying when he said, lay aside these weights. Get rid of these sins. Oh, God, help us today, God. Let's start at verse 7. We're going to start chapter 2 Corinthians, chapter 12. Hallelujah. It says, verse 7 says, unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. What is Paul saying? Paul is saying, I believe that God gave Satan permission to buffet me. He's saying, I believe that God gave Satan permission to buffet me because he didn't want me to be exalted. Yes, I was one of the great apostles. Yes, I sat at the feet of Gamaliel. Hallelujah. He said, I was a Roman. He said, I was a Jew among you. He said, I was a Pharisee among the Pharisees. He said, I knew the law. I studied. I knew Greek. I knew Hebrew, but guess what? I laid it all aside when the call was made. When Jesus told me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He said, I gave it all up, and I became as one of you. Ah, hallelujah. He said, I put it all aside to follow Christ. I put it all aside to do his will. Amen. And verse 8 said, for this thing I besought the Lord Christ that it might depart from me. What is he talking about? He's talking about a thorn. He's talking about that thorn that God placed in his life. Some things God placed in our lives where we can become humble. Some things God allowed to come upon us where we can be appreciative, where we can give him the glory, and we can say, man did not do it, Sister Ruby. God did it. God did it. Sometimes we tend to give accolades, and we tend to glorify Father. Hallelujah. If your friend helped you through a difficult situation, we're going to say, oh, well, Sister so-and-so helped me through this. Well, Sister so-and-so was that vessel that God used. But God is the one that gave Sister so-and-so the wherewithal to be able to accommodate you, to be able to assist you when you were going through. Please know that there's nobody greater than God. There's nothing nobody can do for you that God has not already authorized. God authorizes and deputizes people to give into your bosom. God authorized man to give you favor. God authorized man to be the receiver, recipient to bless you. God authorized man to give you the things that you so desire. Hallelujah. Look at Job. Look at Job. We all know Job didn't sin. Even when his wife told him, said, Job, you need to curse God and die. Even when God allowed Satan to kill his children, Job maintain his integrity. Job maintained the trust that he had in his Lord and Savior. He said, even when his wife told him to curse God, Job said, you sound like a foolish woman. I won't curse God. God has been the author. God has been my provider. God has been my healer. God has been my deliverer. God put food on the table. Hallelujah. God gave me 7 sons and 3 daughters. God did it. God did it. Hallelujah. And because of the trust that I have in God, I'm going to continue. I'm going to continue to continue to continue to continue. Meaning what? I'm going to keep on trusting in him. I'm going to keep on believing that he'll make a way out of no way. I'm going to keep on looking to the hills from whence cometh my help. For I know that all of my help, it comes from the Lord. Let me go back just for a second. Let's go back. Hallelujah. We're at verse 9 in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. This is the Apostle Paul talking. And he said unto me, this is the Apostle Paul. He's talking to the Lord. And the Lord said unto him, after he sought the Lord 3 times, he sought the Lord 3 times to remove this stone. Hallelujah. But after he sought the Lord, this is what the Lord told him. In verse 9, he said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory Now, this is Paul said, I rather glory in my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmity. Paul is saying, I take pleasure in reproaches. I take pleasure in necessities. I take pleasure in persecutions. I take pleasure in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. When I am weak, then I am strong. As we talked yesterday in 2 Corinthians, we talked about being troubled on every side. We talked about not being distressed even when we were in trouble. We talked about being perplexed, but not in despair. We talked about being persecuted, but not forsaken. We talked about being cast down, but not destroyed. People of God, there are so many weights that is hindering us from being the vessels that God would have us to be. The main hindrance today, because of the economy, is finances. Many of us are suffering financial burdens. And because of our finances, because of us not being able to do the things we desire to do, that causes us to not be faithful. That causes us to not be as committed as we would be. But people of God, don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. I'm reminded of the apostles that Jesus chose. Many of them were not rich. Some of them didn't have anything. Some of them had mediocre jobs. Peter was a fisherman. Hallelujah. And Jesus told him, said, come on and follow me, and I'm going to make you fishermen of men. People of God, God is asking us to make a commitment. Lay aside these weights. And another distraction, another weight that cause us to be unproductive is excuses. We make excuses for this flesh. We make excuses for not doing what God has called us to do. Excuses is a weight. Ah, you see, what are you talking about, Sister Bernard? I have so many things on my plate. That's excuses. Because guess what? When we consult with God every day, when we commune with him, again, to order our steps, the Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We all are going through some financial difficulties, but we can't let our finances become a weight that will cause us to not do the will of God, that will cause us to be to become unproductive, that will cause us to come up with excuses. I call them manufactured excuses. You know, sometimes we wake up and we're not feeling the greatest. Sometimes the enemy attacks us in our visions and in our dreams. And as we sleep, he come in and he sow a seed. He sow a seed of unproductivity. He sow a seed of lack. He sow a seed of excuses. He sow a seed of hindrances. What? It's hindering us today? What is hindering us today from being the women and men of God that He has destined us to be? What are your hindrances? Anything that hinders you from fulfilling the will of God in your life, it is a weight. It is a burden. Anything, as we said, that impedes our progress from running this race, it is a weight. So the Lord is telling us today, I haven't even dealt with sin. So maybe between Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, one of our speakers will come on and deal with the sin. I'm just dealing with the weights. That's my assignment, to deal with the weights. But the scriptures say, lay aside the weights and the sin that so easily beset us. We know when we're not doing what we should be doing. We all know that. Nobody has to point that out to us. We know well when we become lackadaisical. We know well when we're not praying like we should. We know well when we're not fasting like we should. We ask every one of the callers, those that tune in, to make a sacrifice on Tuesdays. Tuesday at midnight, go on a fast. And we only asking for 16 hours. That's not even a 24-hour period. We asking to fast from 12 midnight Tuesday until 4 o'clock p.m. Wednesday. Make a sacrifice. Don't make no excuse. If you come up with an excuse, that's a weight. That's something that you are allowing to weigh you down where you won't be able to perform that task. There's some things that causes us to get off course sometimes. But guess what? Don't let that thing cause us to stay off course. Don't let that thing beset us that we're not able to come back. Yes. Sometimes I started going to this gym and trying to walk a couple of miles a day. And sometimes I'm tired. Sometimes in my mind I'm saying, Lord, I need a little more rest. You know, how many know you can sleep sometimes, but you're not resting? You might just get a little couple of hours of snoring in where you say, yeah, well, I had me a little nap. I slept for a few hours. But sleeping is not always rest. That's why the Bible tells us to rest in the Lord. We got to learn how to rest in Him. Hallelujah. We got to learn how to know when to draw back. We got to learn how to know when it's time to retreat. We got to learn how to know when it's time to cut some things off. Some things, some people, some places. Hallelujah. Anything that's impeding our progress, anything that's impeding our walk with the Lord, it is a weight. It is a weight. And as I looked at this morning, I said, Lord, this thorn, it was a weight to Paul. But he did not allow that thorn to hinder his progress. When the Lord told Paul, he said, my grace is sufficient. In other words, Paul, I know what I'm doing. I know why I put that thorn there. I know the thorn is a weight to you, and you might not think you can accomplish the things that I've set before you. He said, but my grace is sufficient. We never knew. The Bible never said what the thorn is. We don't know if Paul had a limp. We don't know if one of his arms was deformed. We don't know if he had has some mental instability. We don't know what that thorn was, but we know that he sought the Lord three times. Hallelujah. And he said, my grace, the Lord said, my grace is sufficient. People of God, when you're going through your tests and you're going through your trials, wait on the Lord. I know it gets difficult. I'm going through a trial right now. I had to cry this morning having a conversation with my grandson. Because sometimes you feel unappreciated. That's a weight. That's a weight. Because guess what? You're dealing with your emotions. And when we allow our emotions to take over, and we not able to maintain and keep our composure, it'll become a weight. Sometimes we feel unloved. That's another weight. Because you are what you say you are. The Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So if you think you're defeated, if you think you can't overcome, guess what? You'll become that which you think. So we have to be careful not to let our emotions supersede the will, as Sister Ruby preached on last week, the will of God for our lives. I said, Lord, hallelujah, the Bible says trouble is going to come. It says with trouble on every side. The psalmist said trouble don't last always. We know that because guess what? God said his grace is sufficient. God's grace is sufficient. God's grace is sufficient. Lay aside these weights. Don't let our emotions get the best of us. Lay aside these ugly traits that we have. Lay aside our bad attitudes. Lay it aside, people of God, because we're hindering the work of God. We're hindering our destiny in Christ Jesus. We have a destiny. I believe that the Lord has spoken some things in my spirit, but I haven't seen the manifestation. And I'm saying, Lord, I'm like Paul today. I'm seeking the Lord. Lord, you promised me. You promised, and you said in your word, I have to always give God his word. See, when you give God his word back to him, you laying aside the weight. You laying aside that weight. Because guess what? He told us in his word to prove him. He said, prove me. After you have done the will of God, after you have brought all the tithes into the storehouse, that there might be meat in my house. Hallelujah. And you're getting a word. We're feeding you the word on this podcast. I don't beg. Hallelujah. But sometimes I'll say, sow a seed. Hallelujah. It's for God to get a blessing to you. And I'm thanking the Lord. I said, Lord, you promised. And your promises is yea. Well, what does that mean? Yea mean yes. Hallelujah. If you say yes, your promises are yes, and then your promises are amen. God, what is happening? What am I doing? What weights haven't I laid aside? Hallelujah. Who have I not forgiven? Who have I not spoken too kindly? Who have I not treated fairly? Who have I disrespected and dishonored? to me. Show them to me, God, because my ultimate reason for living today is to be with the Lord. If I did not have that reason alone keeps me alive, because I've been in the storm. I've experienced the wrath. I experienced those moments when I felt like the Lord wasn't even there. I experienced those moments when I cried out and it seemed like no help was there. I experienced those moments. But in those moments, I heard a quiet voice, a little still, quiet voice, say, I hear you, my child. I hear you, my child. Some things are difficult. We make them difficult because of this flesh. We don't want to get rid of this flesh. We don't want to deny this flesh. We want to continue to do what we want to do. But my brothers and my sisters, I share with you today that we have to lay aside these weights. And I don't know why the Lord has given me this assignment, but it's helping me. It's helping me. I haven't obtained. None of us have made it. None of us is worthy to say, Lord, I did everything that you requested of me to do. None of us are worthy. I only know of two that was worthy, and the Lord counted them worthy because he translated them. What do you mean, Sister Adrian? What do you mean, Sister Bernard? I mean, God counted them worthy because he took them out of here. And that was the two witnesses. And they're somewhere waiting to testify. God, their life pleased God so that he took them out of here. I know I'm not pleasing God like that. If I was pleasing God like that, he would come take me right now. He'll say, Adrian, you have pleased me so. I'm going to cause you to be a third witness. I'm going to cause you to be where Enoch and Elijah is today. Those were the two witnesses, and Sister Ruby and everyone on this line that know your Bible can attest to that. He didn't take David out of here. He allowed David to die, but he wasn't translated. He didn't take Abraham out of here. Abraham died. The only two that God translated and took them out the earth, the Bible says, was Enoch and Elijah. Can we live a life whereas God can take us out of here? No. That's why I say none is perfect. We honor and we reverence the men of God that he has placed in our lives, because God told us to honor those that have the rule over us. He told us to honor them, and that's why we honor them. But we're not honoring them because there's no imperfections. If there was any imperfections and they were perfect, God would cause them to be translated. He would take them out of the earth. So as long as I see human beings still on the earth, that let me know they haven't made it yet. That let me know they're not perfect. We're striving. We're going on to perfection, but we have not made it there yet. So, Lord, I've done what you have asked me to do today. I didn't want to do it. I was looking for a speaker. But the Lord said to me this morning that his grace was sufficient. He said, you have to go for it today. You got to go for it today. Didn't feel the greatest? Real cast down in my spirit? But we go back to faith without words is dead. This was my work today. I activated my faith and trusted God that he would speak today. Not me. God, please know this is not me. But the Lord is speaking today. He's speaking today. Faith without words is dead. Don't let fear become a way. Fear is not of God. God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but he gave us the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Fear is a way. Lay it aside. I didn't fear that I was able to speak today, but physically, mentally, I wasn't prepared. I like to prepare myself in advance. But I'm reminded that Paul told Timothy, he said, be instant in season and out of season. You got to preach this word whether you want to, whether you feel like it, whether you think you can or not. You got to go for it. So this was my work today. I laid aside all of those uncomfortable feelings that I had. I laid aside that weight today. And as I was scrambling today, trying to get in the place where I could minister, I was trying to get to Sister Ruth, but I couldn't get there. So I just had to stop and meditate a moment and say, Lord, speak to our hearts today. Help us to lay aside these weights. As I said on yesterday, there's nothing greater than God. There's nothing greater than serving him. There's nothing greater than being obedient to the will of God. There's nothing greater than making a sacrifice for the Lord. Obedience, we know, is better than sacrifice. I obeyed the voice of God today because I didn't want to speak today. I felt like I spoke yesterday. Lord, I don't have no energy to go forward today. Just leave me alone. I just want to relax. But the Lord said, not so. Ain't no relaxing for you today. You need to speak this word because I have somebody on this line that needs to know that they can lay aside these weights. They can lay them aside. And when they lay them aside, God said, I'm going to exalt them. I'm going to take them to the next level. But we can't go to that next level, people of God. We can't go to that next level until we make up on our mind we're going to win this race. We're going to stay in it for the duration. We're going to stand and see what the end going to be. We're going to stand intentionally. We're going to stand with the focus. We're going to stand with the drive that we have. We're going to intentionally stay in this race. You got to be intentional about salvation. You got to be intentional about receiving your crown. You got to be intentional about receiving everything that God has destined for you. God bless you all. I love you. I put my all into it, and sometimes I go a little bit further than what I think. is required. But as Sister Ruby said, sometimes you enter the Spirit, the Holy Ghost take over. But I do know that the Spirit is subject to the prophet. So I'm going to be subject. God has spoken today. And I pray that somebody receive this word. We got to lay aside these weights, people of God. We got to lay aside these weights. So God bless you all on today. Back into your hands. Thank God for Sister Ruby. Ah, thank God for the day. Each and every day the Lord allow us to open up this broadcast. Hallelujah. He's putting a star in your crown, Sister Ruby, because of your willingness, because of your obedience, because of your sacrifice. A star is being added into your crown. God bless you all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. It's truly been a blessing.
I don't cry my tears. I don't like to cry and break down all the time, but when I think of where God has brought me from, when I think of the weight, some of the weights I haven't laid them all aside, but some of the weights that I've laid aside, hallelujah, thank God for giving me the strength. God has to give you the strength. Ah, the scripture says, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. If
amen.
I did not have Jesus, I couldn't lay aside these weights.
Amen.
If I had not sold out amen. To the Lord, I couldn't lay aside these weights.
Thank
if
you,
I
Jesus.
Had not given up my will for God's will, I could not lay aside those ways. God bless you all. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. It's just been a blessing, the word coming and having the rich word, a rhema word for Jesus Christ mm-hmm. people. Okay, we got a line. I'm loading up the lines. You may have been on, but I'm going to call out your area. 302, area code 302. 7658. Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, praise the
yes.
Lord. Who
this is Teresa LeCoff again.
Oh, do you have the numbers? 302-7658.
That's Sister Teresa. God bless you.
Yes.
She was with us yesterday. God
okay,
bless
it was
you.
Another number, I thought. Okay.
Yes, it
praise
was.
The Lord.
It was. When I called yesterday, it was another cell phone number.
Hey, that's what
okay.
I thought. Okay, well, praise the Lord. Go forth. Would you like to have anything to say or add?
No, I just come on again today because the word on yesterday was rich, and it was tonight off today also. And I just will ask y'all just to keep me in prayer, and I'll pray for y'all.
God, I bless you.
Amen.
Thank you. I had a chance to talk to this young woman yesterday and just was so taken. She has such a sweet spirit and got a chance to just collaborate with her a little bit about her family and everything. And we thank God for her. She's calling from Wilmington, Delaware, and I tell you, God has done a work in her life, and he's steadily blessing her and her husband and her children, and we just thank God for it. We thank God. God has people all over the nation.
Yes,
living holy. God got people all over the nation that is lifting up holy hands. So we bless the Lord for Sister Teresa. God bless you, sweetheart. We love
God bless you.
Love you.
God bless. Okay, praise the Lord. Sister Patrice.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Okay, she seemed like she dropped. She may come back on. Okay. I thought we had Pastor McCoy on. He must have dropped off. Let's see. 662. It's not on here now. Okay, then, so we're going to Sister Albertine. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Can you
praise
hear me?
Praise the Lord. Go for us.
Praise the Lord. That message, praise the Lord, Evangelist Bernard.
God
that
bless
message,
you.
I made sure I was on time today.
thank you.
It was right on time. It's what I needed to hear, because I've been dealing with some things and finances and dealing with some things. And, you know, sometimes God, he wants you to be quiet and listen. And we don't think about it. We got jobs, we got work, kids, football, the whole thing. But like you said, you have to really think about what's distracting you from really getting into that word and really listening and hearing from God, so that we can stay, you know, and walk and do the things that he would have us to do. Because sometimes we know we love the Lord, but we still have to take that personal time with him and so that we can hear and understand. And I just thank God for that word, because that just reassured me and really allowed me to understand some things that I'm dealing with in my life. So thank you so much. I appreciate that beautiful word. And God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Hang on in there. Hang on in there. Ain't over to God, Jesus. God, glory! Jesus, it ain't over. He said he can do exceedingly abundant above all we can ask him to. Hang on in there, baby. Hey, God sees everything. He hears your cry, sweetheart. But he's not through. Keep on trusting. Keep on setting aside and laying aside. God gonna make everything all right.
Amen.
For the better. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That's the name.
Amen. Somebody noise. Okay, I'm sorry. We're going to area 213-4318.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Who are we speaking to?
Evangelist Cummings.
Okay. You know, God bless.
Praise
you,
the Lord. Praise the Lord. I enjoyed that song. It was very anointed. I just felt the spirit. It was so beautiful. And then Evangelist Bernard, every time I hear you teach and preach, the Lord is just taking you higher. Lord, I enjoyed you today. I enjoyed you. I enjoyed it was just wonderful. It was food for my soul. I'm back to work a little. I'm working a little, and I'm mending. But I tuned in today. And I really enjoyed myself. God bless all of you, and that the work of the Lord go on. Faith without works is dead. Mm. And I just thank God for the message today. It was encouraging. It was the word of God, and it'll take you on a little higher. In Jesus' name, God bless you all.
We love you, Evangelist Cummings. I meant to call you this week and hadn't got a chance to. But the Lord, I'm so glad he had you to come on the line where we could hear your voice and we hear the strength that God has given to you. So we're just so happy to hear you today. That just blessed my soul.
Amen. God bless you. I was very encouraged to hear the word of God. Evangelist Bernard, the Lord, I'm telling you, you come from a line of preachers, and let me tell you, it's in the genes.
Lord, you know, I don't tell nobody about the, sometimes I might say DNA, but you know, I really never think of it like that, because sometimes you just saying, Lord, you know, we all have different ministries, and, you know, sometimes you just go ahead on and do what God has given you to do, because everybody's on a different assignment and have something else they're doing, but we all are working for the kingdom of God. So we just bless the
Amen.
Lord for that.
God chose the Levites to serve the temple.
Ah.
Yes,
Lord,
he did.
My God.
That's a blessing.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, we thank you, Evangelist Cummins.
And all your wonderful helpers, all your wonderful helpers. And they just got the sweetest spirit. You can just feel the spirit of
yes.
just so wonderful and just anointed and so caring. And, and it's just beautiful. You can just feel the spirit of the Lord. We just thank God for it.
Thank you. We bless you. Thank you, Evangelist Cummins. If we would just get on one accord and just know that we all have the same enemy and we all serve in the same God, one God.
Amen.
One God. So if we could get on that page, we can really do something to impact the kingdom of God. I tell you, I love the Lord. I love God's people. And I'm excited every day that he gives me an opportunity to still be in his royal family. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I wouldn't have it no other way. God bless
Amen.
You, Evangelist Cummins.
Bless you, Evangelist.
God bless
you. God bless you, Evangelist Cummins. Sister T, your line is open.
Good afternoon, Evangelist. Good afternoon, Mother Ruby.
I got to
hear a lot of the word. I had to go in and out because there was some things happening. But I just thank God, and I'm just an honor to be a part of this ministry, and it's an honor to be able to hear the word. And I just thank God that we're working on this subject, laying aside every weight, and it's just it's just helping me tremendously. I just thank God because I already see me putting things aside that don't need to be a part of who I am, because I know that I belong to God. So I know if I belong to God, that I can't belong to the things that aren't of God. So I just thank God because this is strengthening me, and I thank God that I'm a part of this ministry. Pray my strength in the Lord.
We love you, Sister T. It's a daily walk. Every day we got to walk with Jesus every day. We're putting off and putting on.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. You're not even by yourself.
Amen. I believe.
Amen. Bless you. We love you.
Yeah, we love you. Sister Dawn. Sister Dawn.
I'm busy right now. How you all doing today?
We're blessed. Evangelist Bernard, you want to say something to your sister a minute?
No, she's at work, so we just pass her on up and let's see who else is on the line. God bless you, Dawn. We love you.
Okay, praise the Lord. That's everybody that's on the line. Sister Patrice dropped off. She's supposed to render the song. She dropped off.
Well, she rendered the song opening. She could have closed out with one also, but that's
all right.
Anybody else on the line?
No, that's everybody. We'll get her another time.
Amen. Well, we thank God for you all on today. I tell you, we all need to know that the Lord is on our side. And just thinking about Sister Cummins today, you know, she had a cold alert. We thought she was on her way out of here, but God remembered her. And remembered her for the work, the sacrifices. I've seen this woman, and I'm just going to talk about her a little bit today because I have watched her life.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the sacrifices she has made for the saints of God. I've seen the sacrifices she has made for her family. And I tell you, God remembered her in the hour of a need to live, a need to be here been on the mountaintop. But God remembers while we're in the valley, and he remembers when we think we're on the mountaintop. But sometimes we think we're on a mountaintop, and we're in a valley. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we get a little arrogant and get a little proud and get lifted up, especially when God begins to bless us with things. You know, things will cause you to lose your focus. Things will cause you to look at things in a way that we shouldn't. Things will cause us to get proud and lifted up. But, honey, you better know that's why that thorn was in Paul's flesh, because God wanted to keep him humble. We better stay humble. We better stay humble before the Lord, because tomorrow is not promised to us. We better stay humble. So I thank God for Sister Erlene, our Evangelist Erlene. I tell you, I've known her for almost 30 years, and she's been a woman of faith. She's been a woman of prayer. She's been a woman that sometimes she puts the saints. And that's what God said. We have to have a special love for the household of faith before she considers her own family. She did it because she loved the Lord. And God has rewarded her for her diligence. And we thank God for her on today. And I just thank God. I can't say enough about Sister Ruby. Sister Ruby has been a jewel. She has been a jewel. You know, me and her have our little discussions. We may not see eye to eye on everything. But you know what? She has such a love for God and such a love for God's people and the things of God. I remember we was out a couple of weeks ago and just going on trying to see what the Lord, what kind of doors the Lord was going to open for ministry. And boy, Sister Ruby was like, she told you all how old she was. And I watched her. About time she got out the car, I was chauffeuring, you know, and we were going from place to place. And I tell you, Sister Ruby, that some fire, God ignited some fire, because she loved to witness. And when you have a passion, when you have a passion for something, if God will give you a fire that other people don't have. And I saw Sister Ruby was jumping out of this car. When she sees soul, she just saw some bodies. And anytime she see a body, it's a soul on her. And she got out this car, I was like, Lord, she's moving faster than me. And I went pretty fast, but Sister Ruby had God had ignited another fire in her, and she was passing out cards and getting people numbers and witnessing to them and asking them what church they belong to. And I said, Lord, I had never seen her that active, especially, you know, going through, because sometimes, you know, when you're taking care of business, you kind of like you're focused on the business, you're not. But Sister Ruby was looking at the people that we were able to encounter that day, and she was just ignited. She said, "Hey, I got a witness to these folks," and she always have a business card, or she'll have a track, or she'll have a flyer, and she's telling them about Jesus. So I just appreciate Sister Ruby, and I thank God for being able to train and teach her about this switchboard. Didn't know that we would need to lean on her as heavily as we had for the past month or so. And I tell you, she has come through like a tap. You would tell, you know, she haven't really had no computer training and whatever. I have really been her trainer, and she's a quick learner. She catch on quick, and I tell you, she has really brought us through. So we just thank God for you, Sister Ruby. You come through. You have come through. And I thank God for you. I know it is nothing but the Lord God that has given you strength and has given you an understanding where you can go in and look at the switchboard and get things together. So we're still in training, so we thank God for it. So God bless you, Sister Ruby.
God bless everybody. The word was a blessing, and without Jesus Christ anointing that allows us to come on and do his will as far as his broadcast and God's precious royal family of baptized believers. Without y'all and the Lord sending us, sending you to this broadcast, we would be wondering, Lord, is it really you, is it not? But he has sent beautiful saints through this broadcast with a heart for God. No matter what it is, no matter how we feel about it, no matter whether, you know, me and Evangelist Bernard, we go back and back sometime, but it's okay because we love each other and the Lord will settle it. And I say, Lord, I because we all about your kingdom work, your precious people want to get saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and go on to do your work and stay on the right path. So I'm excited that he allowed me to be a part of this great broadcast and all of his precious souls that come on, his special family of baptized believers, his royal family. So I just thank the Lord for that. So with that, Evangelist, you ready to close out? Or I'm going to get Sister Bettina, if she's not busy, to close out with prayer.
Okay, just a minute. We could ask Evangelist Cummins if she's able to.
Okay, that'll be fine. No.
Well,
okay.
What we want to do is remind everyone, you can listen, you can go back to the archives and listen to the messages in their entirety at Blog Talk Radio. Excuse me, somebody's mic is open.
We don't need to do this.
Myself, Sister Ruby.
That's the Evangelist coming.
Okay, we will open it if she's able to pray after we finish. So we just want to remind you that you can go into the archives at blogtalkradio.com and search for New Destiny Ministries and listen to these messages in their entirety. Also, we'd like to invite you to visit our webpage at www.newdestinyministries.com, and you can also listen to these messages on the website. Amen. And we want you to remember we're still on fire. We're still asking the Lord to lead and guide us to Raleigh, North Carolina. We're sponsoring, hosting a citywide crusade, and it's a little shaky, but we still believe in God. We still haven't gotten a venue for it, but we're still believing God. September the 5th through the 7th, we have a host of wonderful anointed speakers that's going to be down in that region, helping us to win souls in that region and just opening up doors for God to bless some pastors down there to birth some ministries in that area. So those dates are September the 5th through the 7th, and that's this year, 2013. So all roads lead to Raleigh, North Carolina. It's a citywide crusade that God is allowing us to sponsor, and just continue to pray for that and continue to keep that fast. Tuesday tonight, midnight to 4 o'clock tomorrow, we're asking you to make a sacrifice and faith and pray for this broadcast. And also we want you to know that we're going to have one of the ministers tomorrow that's going to be ministering for us tomorrow. We're looking. We haven't gotten confirmation, but we'll have confirmation early tomorrow or later today. So we'll have one of the ministers that's going to be ministering for us on tomorrow. And Thursday, Dr. Winston Singleton will be ministering for us. Many of us have heard Dr. Singleton. For those of you that have never heard him, you better get on the line on Thursday. He will be ministering for us on Thursday afternoon. So stay tuned for Thursday and tomorrow. We're going to have one of our male ministers that's going to minister for us on tomorrow. So we get confirmation for them. And on Friday, remember, for both Fridays, with Pastor Edward Hamilton. He'll be on for us on tomorrow. So God bless you all. Amen. We're going to go back to Sister Cummins and see if she's able to. If not, we'll ask Sister T. I believe Sister T is next. if Evangelist Thomas can close out for us. We thank God for you. We appreciate Sister Teresa out of Wilmington, Delaware, being with us on today. We appreciate Sister Patrice, Sister Albertine, Sister Thomas, Sister T. We love you. And Sister Ruby hosting on today. God bless you.
Evangelist Cummings.
Father God, in the name of your precious Son, Jesus, Father, we just thank you for this radio broadcast that has gone over the air. Lord, we ask you to bless, put it in the archives. Let them come and hear the word of God and be enriched, be blessed in the heart, in the word of God, in their souls, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for it's food, oh God, for us, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you for bless every worker that worked, everyone behind the scene, everyone that touched that switchboard. Lord, we ask you just to anoint it tomorrow, anoint it for the rest of the month, the rest of the year. We ask you to bless, Lord God. We ask you to take them higher, Lord, and widen the ground, oh God. Increase, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And bring blessings, oh God. Lord, put it in the heart for a blessing in the name of Jesus to sow seeds into the ministry of God that God and Lord bless, please bless Lord God as they go out and witness, Lord, for souls in the name of Jesus. And Father, we won't forget to give you glory and praise because the glory is thine and thine alone. Lord, we just bless you. We give you glory. We thank you for your love. We thank you, oh God, for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. We thank you for your healing. We thank you faith by works. We just thank you, Lord God. We know that we cannot please you unless we have faith. Give us patience to wait upon you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we will bless you. We give you glory, for the glory is thine and thine alone. In the precious name of Jesus, we give you glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
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 That's been a blessing. We're going to listen. We have a treat for y'all. Sister Patrice is back on. Sister Patrice, hold us out, which is
Sister Teresa still on the line?
Oh, now who's Sister Teresa? One from Wilmington?
Out of Wilmington, yes.
She left.
She's off. Okay.
Okay, Sister Patrice.
Yes, ma'am.
You can go for it. We're getting a treat, you. You Sister Patrice.
Sister Patrice, God, you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Don't
turn
off, you all. Sister Patrice is going to close out with the song for us.
Oh,
amen.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we worship God, in this day, God has He has truly blessed me and given me many songs as I've been sitting still and being quiet and waiting on the Lord. He has put many, many songs in my heart, all of praises and worship to Him. This song is called To Him I Praise. Oh, my God, we worship you more every day. To you we give all the praises, and this, my God, we say, there's no other who could orchestrate my life, leading to the waters that quenches all my desires. When we walk in the light, we shall be satisfied. Hallelujah. Our cup shall be filled, and you there is fullness of joy. Thank you, Lord. As we worship you, God Almighty, singing praises to you, God Almighty.
fullness of joy. Yes, our cup shall be filled, and you there is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Wow.
I didn't know how to end that one there. Hallelujah. But I praise that you. I pray that you all got that, you know, it's time of worship. In all that we do, we worship God. We look up to the hills where our help comes from. And we can lay aside, because it takes an effort to lay aside those weights. We have to participate. We have to lay aside. And that means God. We got to let God be God in our lives. And that we all should just, as he says, his yoke is easy, his burdens are light. We exchange that for his, and we will have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you all, and be blessed. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, God. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
These are songs from God gave her. And she wrote these songs, I tell you. And they're beautiful. If you would just listen to the words, you say, you know, God satisfied. Oh, bless your name. It takes effort. So God bless you all. We'll see you on tomorrow. Sign on early. Invite somebody to come on and be encouraged with this word on today. God bless you all.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God bless. We're going to close out.
God bless.
God bless
everybody. Hallelujah. God bless. Hallelujah. Bless your name.
We're going to close out now. God bless. We love you.
Have a great day. Thanks for that beautiful song.
Wasn't it beautiful?